I appreciate the songs that whoever chose them. They fit very well with the theme of the day. Suffer the children and just all those songs. I'd like you to turn to Acts 3. I don't remember if Brian said this last, mentioned this scripture last week or if it was the week before, but in the last few weeks I heard this scripture read. Acts 3, 19 through 21 I'll be reading. It starts out, "Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." What I'm going to focus on mostly is, well, what I'm focusing on is the time of restitution of all things. And I will be going to a prophecy in the Old Testament. And I would like the children to come up right now. I'm going to turn my microphone on. Children, come up and sit around this table because I'm going to need your help. I got to get my slideshow ready here. Am I on? Okay. Just, you can sit down. You don't have to stand up. Pick a chair. We're going to be right around here. Can you guess what we're going to be talking about today by that box? Ryan. That's a pretty good guess, but that's not right. You can sit down, Haley. You can sit down. Do you need help? Okay. That's close. What if we aren't talking about Noah's Ark, what else do you think we might be talking about on there? Go ahead, Katie. Well, that's a good guess, too. Just the front two.
Baby Moses?
No, not baby Moses. It has something to do with animals. There's a scripture. Let me see here. Someone. Now, I have this on the projector for the adults so they can see all the animals. Here, let's open this up. We're going to need to get all them animals out. You guys can all grab one and put them out and put them on the table. That's all the animals and all the characters that are going to be in the sermon today. And I have down which one, which prophecy. Can anybody think of a prophecy that talks about animals, not just the children? Christy? That's it, the one in Isaiah. Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. It says, "And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hands on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So as the children are getting these things out, what we're going to do, there's a big word picture there in Isaiah. And what we're going to do is a toy picture. And since the adults can't see, I have slides of what we're going to do. So let's see. What's the first one we're going to do? The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. So we need to find the wolf and the lamb. That's the wolf. Okay, let's put them down here because we're going to need lots of space. As a matter of fact, we'll put them like that. How's that? Okay. There's what we have here, the wolf and the lamb. We'll put two lambs. There's another lamb right there. It is. Sorry, Katie. What's the next scripture? The leopard shall lie down with the kid. So we have a leopard. Here's the leopard. We actually have two kids. No, the kid's not a child. It's a goat. And we actually have two of them here. And we have the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Oh, there's another one. We'll put them all there. Let's put the leopard in between. Katie, I'm going to need your help. We need to get him to lie down. And the best way we could come up with something for them to lie down was these cotton balls. There. Some grass. And that's what we have. They're lying down. Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank Catherine. She took most of these pictures, and she positioned those two. I had a different position, but this seemed to be the best. Okay, then the next part is, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. So we need a young lion. I think Katie got all the parts here. Okay, this one we don't need. This one we don't need. And that one we don't need. Okay, so we got the calf and the young lion. Just put them here. That's pretty much like the picture is, I think, Katie. Here's the picture. We got a little reverse there, but that's close. Then the next one, and a little child shall lead them. So we need a little child. That's not a little child. That's actually a suckling child. And that's a weaned child. So we need this one. A little child shall lead them. So just put them in front. Turn her the other way. And there's what we have on that one. A little child shall lead them. And then the next one is, and the cow and the bear. So we need a cow, which I think I hid here, and a bear. Yeah. Cow and a bear. We need to move things over a little bit here. Running out of room. So we have the cow and the bear there that Katie got. And then it says, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Well, this cow and this bear had a chocolate chip cookie. Because I think that would be good feed for them. So, now that, you don't any of you children try to eat that cookie. That's at least a week old. So don't be trying to eat that. Then, and their young ones shall lie down together. So we need to get some young ones. Where's the young bears at? Adam, do you have a young bear here? We're going to need that.
Not
young,
a young bear.
Okay, we're going to need that. We're going to let them lie down together. And here we need pillows for the bears. Oh, there they're all lying down together. So what's the next part of the prophecy? And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. So we're going to need a lion. Where's the lion at? And where's the ox at? That's pretty close, but I think, yep, that one. Well, we're pretending it's an ox, okay? So we got the... Well, you could put that there. We can put that there. Okay, and it says they'll eat straw. Now, I had blades of grass for my straw, but we'll just pretend that's the straw. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Now, this next slide. This is a warning, specifically to Darlene and Shelby and all others who do not like snakes. You're going to look at your own risk, and I am not responsible. And I just want to show you, before I show this next slide, here's the snake that I have, and here's the elephant. It's not quite to scale. So, and the suckling child, we have two suckling childs, shall play on the hole of the asp. So, I'm going to get the suckling childs here, Katie. When we were buying this, Darlene was with me and she couldn't touch this. You can play with it later, Adam. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp.
We can all play?
Yeah. That'll be a wonderful time when children will be able to play with snakes. Now, Shelby and Darlene don't think that's true. But it will be. God will change the nature of all these animals.
But I don't like snakes.
You don't like snakes either. A lot of people don't like snakes. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice. Then... The last scripture we were at, the hole of the ass, sometimes that is actually translated cobra. So I don't know what it is, but that's a big cobra. The weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. We have a weaned child here somewhere. What happened to him? Here, let me have that one. There it is. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. That I like that snake so much I put three pictures in. Now, I know I'm probably in trouble for doing that. And I probably will hear about that.
Well, I like to eat snakes better.
You like to what? Oh, I don't think so.
Well, maybe I would eat one.
What do we got here?
A chicken.
Mm-hmm. What's the extra animals we have? Now, I'll tell you, all the extra animals I'm going to give away. Now wait. I'm going to say who can take one, okay? Haley, what animal would you like to take? You can have one of these animals except these here. From there over you can't have. There, I'm going to keep them. You want that alligator or that? Yeah, okay. Adam, what animal would you like to have? And you know the reason I'm doing this.
Ostrich.
Ah, okay. I have an ostrich in my collection.
Oh,
yeah, every year at the feast, I asked for one of these animals, and it's like my feast gift. So I have an ostrich in my collection. Let's see, who's the next oldest? Andrew, you can pick one. Okay. Who's the next oldest? Ryan. Is Ryan the next oldest? Ryan, you can pick one. Who's the oldest between Katie and Nathan? No, you can't have that because Ryan picked it. You can have any of the other ones. You want that one? Draft. Katie? Yeah, I would pick a kangaroo. That's pretty cool. Okay, your turn next. What other animal you want? Haley, you pick that one. What other animal do you want here? Any one of them. Except these over here. You want the horse? Or do you want a big horse? There. Your turn, Adam. The penguin, that's pretty cool. Andrew? I forgot my bag. An alligator, okay. Ryan? Ooh, tiger. Nathan? Okay, Katie? Okay, Haley, it's your turn. You want that chicken? That rooster? You like that? Okay. Adam, pick another one. Polar bear, wow. Andrew, I think I need to let somebody go out of order this time. Okay, Ryan, it's your turn. And okay, Andrew, now pick one. Nathan, your turn. And Katie got hers. Haley, it's your turn again. What do you want here? Do you want to... You like them lizards? Oh, no, the horse. Okay. Okay, it's your turn, Adam. Okay. Andrew... Ryan? Choices, choices. Okay, Katie. Oh, I'm sorry, Nathan. Okay, Katie. Okay, we got one more turn. Haley, you get one more.
I like piggy.
You like the pig, okay. And Adam? An alligator. Andrew? I guess I shouldn't really have that snake up there. We'll put that up. That's all the animals we had. You can't have two. Ryan? Okay, Nathan, one more. I like the alligators hanging off that tray out. You want that, Katie? I'm going to take the turtle. Okay, that's all of them now. Now let's finish the... Well, we'll go through these snakes again because I like them so much. And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You can go back to your seats now. There. I'll get it then. Some under the chair, yeah. Say at least. Trying to get this to turn off, and if you don't. Here, I think I got it. No. It's still shining. So. I pressed it about four times. Okay, now press it again. There, I got it. So I'll just go back to that scripture in Acts. I don't know if you're turned there. I think it's a wonderful time when God will restore all these things and the animals' nature will change. It'll be... something, and the Sabbath is a time when we can appreciate that. Brian had shown on his Sabbath slides, it's a memorial of creation and also of the kingdom of God. So it's a special time we have now, this window of time God has given us is a time to focus on creation and to focus on the kingdom of God and what will happen when Christ returns. It'll be a marvelous time and when He'll restore all things as they were. And I do believe in the Garden of Eden, when things were established, that the animals, it says in the first chapter of Genesis that animals ate herbs in the grass of the field, and mankind ate fruit. And I believe that's the way it was, and I believe that will be restored. Be a wonderful time. But I'll just finish here and... Acts 3. I'll start in verse 18. Actually, verse 17. But now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers, that they killed the Messiah, Christ. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive unto time of restitutions of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And then it goes on to say that God raised up a prophet, that he would raise up a prophet through Moses, and that prophet was Christ. And it's just a marvelous time to think about. And let's enjoy each other today, learn to love each other more, and learn to appreciate the blessing of our children. And thank you, children, very much. You helped me a whole lot.